It's devastating, and frankly, for many of us, hard to hold it together right now. This is a very emotional moment for my family and for, people across the country.
What did she mean to the legal community?
In the legal community, there are people that what you need in the law are people that push the envelope. They're not content with the way that the law is. They push to make the law what it should be, and she did that, of course, in the civil rights area. But I think in terms of ensuring liberty and opportunity for people all across our country, that I don't think anybody thought that Justice Ginsburg was afraid of anything, and she wasn't afraid to say right before her death that her most fervent wish is that she not be replaced until we swear in a new president. And she wanted everyone to hear that message, and I want to amplify it.
Did you ever meet Justice Ginsburg?
I met her once. I actually met her after the death of somebody that both of us knew. And so I met her, during visiting hours. And she walked in the room. It was late in the evening. And she greeted me with just remarkable kindness and warmth. And, that's all you needed to know about Justice Ginsburg. And, her loss is devastating, and it will be impossible to fill that void in our country. But I think we're very lucky. My family's very lucky, and my girls, especially my 14-year-old daughter Eleanor, in the short period of time, in which she's gotten interested in the law and public affairs and what's happening in the world, she really learned to appreciate Justice Ginsburg and her courage and her strength. And as a father, I'm very, very lucky for that.
Is there any case that stands out to you? A moment where she sort of transcended?
I just watched the movie about not a case on which she was a judge or justice, but the case that she argued to establish the right to sue for sex discrimination. And, this was the movie On the Basis of Sex, in which she makes a cameo at the end. If you haven't seen it, it's a remarkable film.